time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Thursday, February 12, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Jason Tunney. He is the Republican nominee candidate for the 35th State Senate District. The election will be on May 5th down in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties. Good morning. Absolutely good morning, Jason. Jason, are you there? Can't hear you. Okay. His mic is unmuted. So what's happening, Brian? I see him unconnected and I don't hear anything.
How's there this? You can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Good
All
morning,
right. Sorry
sir.
About that. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Jason, I want you to introduce yourself to the people listening to this podcast, to my radio family. Who is Jason Tunney? Where were you born? Where were you raised? Where'd you go to school? What's your family status? Give us everything about who is Jason Tunney.
All right. Thank you. Saginaw guy. Born and raised in Saginaw, Michigan. Born at Saginaw General Hospital on my mama's 18th birthday. Brought me home, raised like every other kid in Saginaw, right? Young mom. Dad was 20, worked in the shop. He eventually went on to skilled trades, became a millwright, baby brother. Things didn't work out for them. Mom and dad split up when I was 8 years old. Spent time with mom, spent time with dad. Mom had some small town jobs, and then she went to work for her dad at his little business, which grew up to be a big business. My dad's in the shop, says, son, you need to work hard. You don't want to be working for these guys. You don't want to be taking orders like I do. So I work hard in school, and I go off to the University of Michigan. I go to law school, come back to Saginaw, hire right into the prosecutor's office, spend 4 out of my first 5 years practicing law at the prosecutor's office in Saginaw, meet my lovely wife, Pamela, there. She's also an assistant prosecuting attorney. We get married, work together for a little bit. Two boys born right away, twins.
Oh, boy.
Born, yeah, in 03.
Okay.
And then their baby brother comes along in 07.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
And I left the prosecutor's office, and I eventually went to work for that family business. So that family business that my mom worked for, working for her dad, my maternal grandfather, John Burt, he had a pool company called Bridgeport Pool. Down here in Saginaw on the Dixie Highway.
Okay.
He had a leak. He started making his own pool liners. He said, okay. Well, I can make the pool liners better than what I'm getting. And then one day he had a leak in his building, and he had that moment where he said, If it can keep water in a pool, it'll keep water out. So he took it up, he put it on the roof, and Duralast Roofing was born right there. And
that was
our family business. I worked there for 20 years. And when I went to work there at the family business, they put me out on the roof. And I went out on roofs for a couple of years, set that law degree aside for a little bit. And then I went in the quality assurance department. I took leak calls. I talked to roofers. I talked to building owners. And that's a little bit of the story in a nutshell right there, Trucker Randy.
Excellent. Excellent. Good job. Perfect. I greatly appreciate that. So college educated attorney, working man up on roofs. I love it. Love it. Love it. We're going to ask Jason Tunney, candidate for the 35th State Senate District, to stay on through the break. When we get back, we'll get to some vetting questions and find out why in the heck does he want to go to Lansing. Short break. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
4,747 dollars. 4,747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4,747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4,747. Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Staying through the break is Jason Tunney. He is a candidate for the 35th State Senate District. His website, tunneyforsenate.com, and when you pull it up, it says right there at the top, a conservative fighter for the 35th District. Jason, I got one simple question. You got a beautiful wife. You got a beautiful family. You got these family businesses. Why in the heck do you want to go to Lansing and be a state senator?
Because I got fed up. I'm sitting around my house in April, and I look at my wife, and I go, I'm paying taxes for a state senator. And she says, what are you talking about? I said, I'm paying taxes for a state senator, and I don't have one. She says, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to prorate my taxes. I'm going to come up with a formula and not pay for all those days that I don't have a state senator in the Senate. I did. I called up an accountant. He's like, oh, I got to get you a tax attorney. You're going to cause me problems. And my wife didn't love this idea. She says, you're going to jail, Jason. I'm not going to jail. You're going to jail. And I said, fine, I'll run for it.
And that's where it was born, right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, at the family business, really did not like what Governor Whitmer did to us during COVID. Really did not like what she and Attorney General Dana Nessel did with Line 5, how they ran on that, shut it down, appealed to the radical left. I maintain that if those two were in charge at the time of the Mackinac Bridge, we wouldn't have a Mackinac Bridge built. They'd find a way to shut it down because we have freshwater clams and we're disturbing the habitat or something.
Exactly.
These two are
exactly
anti-progress.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question, Jason, because it is so critically important, because right now, as you have said, you know, this seat has been vacant since January 1st of 2025 when Kristen McDonald Rivett went to Washington. And for some reason, well, if you look at the numbers, I know exactly why. There's supposed to be 38 state senators. Right now, it's 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. And she wasn't sure if they could keep that seat in the Democratic column. So that's why she waited so long to call for this special election. And I got to tell you, man, I've talked to other people that live in that Senate district, and they're mad as heck, you know, that the governor did this to them. But now that you're the candidate, you won that primary. I want to talk about that primary. I did a video podcast about it on Thursday, February 5th, just 2 days later. And I got to tell you, looking at the turnout by the Republicans, we got our butts kicked. The Democrats outvoted us by 8,395 votes, 26,000 and some change, only 18,000 Republicans. What are you guys running your campaign, you and Brian, Audrey, what are you guys going to do to make sure you get the turnout on May 5th for this special election?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's talk about that. The Democrats were really focused on beating Pam Pugh. Pam Pugh was the other Democrat in that race. They really did not want her in that race because she is a progressive, a far-left liberal, a Mom Donnie liberal, and they didn't want her in this race. So they basically came up with a conspiracy to keep her out of this race and beat her. Now, what are we going to do to win? You know, Republicans don't usually vote in primaries. Terrible in voting in primaries. We are going to motivate the base. We are also very appealing to the regular guy, the regular gal in this district. When I go talk to them about taxes, when I go talk to them about how we're overregulated in this state, how we've been without a state senator for 405 days now and counting because the governor just wanted to play partisan politics, that upsets people. That makes them mad. So we've got a message that resonates with all the voters in this district and appeals to all the voters in this district, because we got to get a handle on taxes. We got to get a handle on regulations. There's a reason why Indiana and Ohio are kicking the state of Michigan's butt right now. And it's because we're not friendly to business and we're overtaxed. So who's going to want to bring jobs to Michigan right now in this climate that Governor Whitmer set up?
Right, right. Well, one of the things, and I just covered the story, she announced her proposed budget for the fiscal year 2027, the one they're working on right now. And she's told the House and the senators that she wants their plan on her desk by June 30th. She just came out with $88.1 billion and a lot of brand new taxes to fund the shortfall in Medicaid funding. And as a state senator, you know, you get elected on May 5th, you get sworn in, you go through your orientation, you're ready to hit the floor, you know, to vote. You know, what are we going to do in Lansing if you get there? Because it's going to be 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. It's going to be gridlock. And the only way they can get around it is to calling, you know, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to be the president of the Senate and to break your guys' tie. Where do you stand on then hoping to get on maybe appropriations or some of these committees as a new freshman state senator? What's the plan? How are you going to try to get involved right out of the gate?
Well, right out of the gate, there's more than just Gilchrist coming in to break the deadlock. If it's 1919, it's got to be true bipartisan legislation that's sponsored by both parties. You don't have a majority party. So you've got to get legislation that's sponsored by the Democrat and sponsored by the Republican. So we're going to have to work together. And then you talking about that budget, $88 billion budget. Not that long ago, it was a $50 billion budget, and our population hasn't gone up that much, and inflation hasn't gone up that much. This is an out-of-control state budget, which has to be reined in. And the House is doing a good job, and Matt Hall's doing a good job, but we need legislative discipline. We need fiscal discipline in the state Senate, because Governor Whitmer's not going to do it. She just wants to be the champion of handouts so that she can position herself for a run for the White House.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I did state those numbers. When Governor Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor, took over from Granholm, our state budget was $47 billion. Under their 8 years, it grew to 58. When they handed the keys to the governor's mansion to Whitmer, it was $58 billion. And now she's proposing in her last budget, thank you God for term limits, $88 billion. She wants to increase it basically three times the amount, 300% more than what Brian Kelly and then Governor Rick Snyder did. I mean, this is just completely out of control. And I got to tell you, I'm sitting here and I'm reading this story before you came on, and I'm like, man, I don't know how I don't ask Jason about this. But bottom line, Matt Hall said, we got to continue still cutting more from this budget. They tried to cut some last year. In my opinion, they didn't do enough. But that's something as a businessman, and I'm sure with your accounting background in running a business and working with your accountant, I'm sure you're able to be able to come in and start looking at some of these committees and bureaucratic departments, agencies, and saying, hey, what about cutting here? What about cutting there? Is that something you plan to do?
Absolutely. We talked about this. I talked about this all the time in our business and how it relates to politics. In business, you don't have the ability to just raise your prices because you're in competition. You've got competitors. You've got to sharpen your pencil. You got to tighten your belt. You got to get in there. Where can we save money? Where can we be more efficient? Where can we make the hard decisions? And see, this is the problem. A lot of legislators and a lot of bureaucrats don't realize that we are in competition. We're in competition with Indiana. We're in competition with Ohio. We're in competition with Tennessee. We're in competition with Florida, with Texas, with all these states. And I don't have to tell you, Chuck or Randy, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, those are no state income tax states.
Right.
Indiana's state income tax is 2.95%. Ohio's is 2.75. Ours was 4, and Whitmer and the Democrats let it go back up to 4.25%. You want to talk about affordability? Let's start with taxes. Let's start right there. That's where government can really start affecting affordability, and it's where it hits us in the pocketbook. We are not a tax-friendly state, and I've already talked about this is a state that has become overly bureaucratic and overly regulatory. This needs to be a business-friendly state. We need to have reciprocity for skilled trades coming into this state. We got to be more business-friendly. We got to,
absolutely.
You know, Bill G. Schuette's got the Reduction of Red Tape Act. We need to continue that. People talk about how the legislature only passed 75 pieces of legislation last year. Were they working? They were absolutely working. You don't gauge a legislature on how effective they are by how many rules and regulations they passed. We don't need more rules and regulations on business. We need less. We need to be a business-friendly state, And we need to be business friendly for all the business in this state, the small businesses, the entrepreneurs, not just this governor and her MEDC going out trying to pick winners and losers and handing out and determining you're a winner, you're going to get a subsidy. You're a big company, you're going to get a subsidy. Oh, we know you, you've got great lobbyists, you're going to get a subsidy. We want to make this state business friendly for everybody. The small guy, the woman starting out her small business, the entrepreneur, that's how you grow business. That's how you grow jobs.
Amen. Well, I go to your website, Tunney, T-U-N-N-E-Y, forsenate.com. And at the very top, it says, help Jason in the final stretch. And there's a red button there that says Action Center. Explain to folks what that is and what you would hope people would do for you.
Man, we need support. The Democrats are rounding up money from all over the country. They have basically said that they've got a blank check for their candidate in this race. We need grassroots support. We need door knockers. We need people requesting signs within the district. We need contributions. We need help from all over the state. If it's $5, if it's $10, if it's $25, that's how people can help. They can get on a bus. They can come in here. They can drive in, volunteer, hit our website, volunteer to come out door knocking with me. I was door knocking yesterday and the day before. I was door knocking 16 out of 17 days before the primary. We won't be outworked.
And on the Action Center, it also has the ability for people to sit and make calls from home, and they can actually click on this link to sign up. How does that work?
So there's an app, and they can call from anywhere in the state. Once you download the app, you download the password. Brian and our team will upload it with a script. Happy to educate people, tell you about me, give you the background about me. But you can call from anywhere. Call from anywhere within the state. You can call from anywhere within the country. You can make calls on our behalf, motivating those people, reminding them to vote on May 5th. May 5th is the date. Cinco de Mayo. Tacos for Tony.
Well, now, one thing that we can look at here is signing up to call, and these are calls that are going to go directly into Republicans in the 35th Senate District?
Yes, sir.
And this is going to Republicans only?
Swing voters.
Okay, so you've got some independents, swing voters, and people like that in the database as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool.
Because we've got to appeal to all the voters. You know, we need to fire up the base, but we've got to take our message to all the voters.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, the website, folks, tunneyforsenate.com, TunneyForSenate.com. You can go there. You can check out the main website. And then if you would, click on that Action Center, the red button up at the top. If you live in the 35th Senate District, you can request a sign. Donate whatever you can, like Jason said, $5, $10, $15, $25, $50, whatever you can afford. But this is going to be a battle, and I need you to wrap it up here, final segment. Final thoughts you'd like to say to the folks, Jason?
You know, I appreciate the support. I cannot tell you, I go to doors and I'm knocking doors, and people are upset that this seat has been vacant for 405 days. They don't think that that's right. The other thing I want to talk about is we have got to fix education in this state.
Yeah.
The days of just throwing money at the problem are not going to solve it. We've got to start taking those best practices from Mississippi, from Alabama, from Louisiana. It's not about the sheer number of dollars. It's where we're putting the dollars, how we're using the dollars. And let's bring back that third grade reading test.
Thank you, Jason Tunney. TunneyForSenate.com. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Trucker Randy. Appreciate the time.
Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.